Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Staley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Staley. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dick Williams. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gus Triantos. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Hal Brown. And now, play ball. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boyd. The throw from Lawler to Aparicio and they have Boyd trapped. The throw over to Philly, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly takes first base on ball four. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler strikes out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is called out on strikes. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Philly scoops it up and throws to first, with Staley covering, for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is hit by the pitch. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Doby moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso strikes out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Philly reaches second base with a double. Doby scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler is hit by the pitch. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hatfield hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Philly moves to third. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lawler. The throw from Triandos and he is safe. Lawler steals second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Philly scores. Lawler scores. Aparicio moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Jerry Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley is 0 for 1 in the game. Staley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triandos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boyd hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hatfield hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Walt Dropo now playing first base. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0 for 1 in the game. Miranda hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Fox fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley is 0-for-2 in the game. Staley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-3 in the game. Rivera hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield juggles the ball. That's an error on Hatfield. Kell moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Staley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gardner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-2 in the game. Triandos hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0-for-2 in the game. Miranda hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Joe Ginsburg pinch hits for Hal Brown. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Zavarink now pitching. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zavarink fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first, with Zavarink covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boyd hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.